This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
As fall fills up with activities and obligations, even a small time saver can feel like a big help. Grammarly is an all-in-one writing tool that makes clear, concise communication easier than ever, so you can finish your work earlier and head off to family dinners, social events, and fall weddings. Grammarly is free to download and works where you do, so every project gets finished quicker. Make sure your writing is free of mistakes with Grammarly's free, comprehensive writing suggestions, and get an instant take on how your message comes across with the free tone detector. Let Grammarly Premium's sentence clarity rewrites help you find the perfect words on the first try. You'll be confident writing client emails, deadline-driven reports, and presentations without staying late at the office. Get more time back in your day by writing with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcasts to sign up for a free account. Then get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade to Grammarly Premium. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
Welcome to St George's Park for today's England squad announcement for the UEFA Women's Euro 2022. Very pleased to be joined by Serena Wiegmann. The conference is in two parts. The first section is on today's squad announcement, and the second section, embargoed until 10:30 this evening, will act as a preview for tomorrow's game with Belgium. We'll begin focused on the squad announcement, obviously, and we will kick off with Anton at Sky Sports.
Good to see you.
First off, the headline figure is no Steph Horton. Why have you decided not to pick Steph for the Euros?
Yeah, that was a hard decision. But I think she's just not ready to compete. I think we set a plan in place with her and for her, and we did everything. She did everything what she could do. And we supported her as good as possible. She came into training. She's in a very good place, but just not ready to compete, I think. It's just a matter of time, and we don't have that time.
How difficult was the decision was it then?
Yeah, really hard. It's hard for every player that we had to disappoint. But of course, for her too, she's such a big player who had such an impact on the England game, and she did everything. But yeah, as I said, other players do everything too. It's just really hard.
What was her reaction when you told her that she wouldn't be in the final squad?
Yeah, well, of course she was really, really disappointed, and I know she did everything to make it. So it's, yeah, of course she wasn't happy. She just took the arguments I gave her, and then we left it for now, and we get in contact later.
Will Steph and the other players not in the squad still be around the camp for the next few games and up until Euros?
No, we're now with 23, so we play Belgium tomorrow, and then after that we'll set in place what the standby players will do.
A lot of people haven't asked questions, so I'll have one more. Frank Kirby is in though, despite the fact she hasn't played since February. Why did you decide to pick her despite a lack of match sharpness?
Because she's doing well. She has been in training for a while. She has been in camp with us, and she's she has been in training, playing training games, and she's ready to compete tomorrow.
Happy with the squad?
Yeah, I'm happy with the squad. Great. Yes, very happy.
Thanks, Anton. We'll open up to questions from the floor. Yep, Lindsay.
Just wondered, Serena, Phil Neville took a player, Ellie Roebuck, as part to have the experience in France for the World Cup. Are you tempted, or were you tempted, to have a player going along that wasn't part of the 23, but just to be there for the experience?
No, well, we picked 23, and I think within the squad we have now, we have experienced players, we have young players, players for whom it's the first tournament. So I think within this team, we have the balance in that. So I decided to be with 23.
Thanks, Lindsay. Emma?
Hi, Serena.
Hi.
Obviously, Chloe Kelly's been selected. She has just come back from that serious knee injury. So how much are you looking forward to seeing what she can do at this Euros?
Yeah, she came in for the first time, so we start working with her. She built up at the club. She did well. And now in the training session, she's growing and growing, getting used to the style of play, which is not really a lot different than it is at Man City. She's excited. We are excited. And we have three friendly games, and hopefully we can see a little more.
Thanks, Emma. We'll go to Molly.
Hi, Serena. How much has this camp influence your thinking, because I suppose coming into this there were a few players that had injuries, I think Jill, Steph and Fran, so how much has that changed from the 23 that you've kind of picked today to maybe what you thought at the start of this camp?
Yeah, well, we have the bigger picture, so we had the whole season, then we have these camps, some players came in differently, they're actually in different positions or from a different situations, so we evaluate all the time. So we have every training, and then we go take the next step, and then over time we get the picture. But we use all the training sessions. Are we on the right place? What do we see now? We talk to players. Do they improve? Can they take what we really want from them? Are they in a good place? So continuously we're evaluating and then taking the next step.
And I think there's 9 players that are going to be playing in their first major tournament. We know it's going to be a big one, there's going to be a lot of interest and pressure and everything like that. How do you think the balance is between the more experienced players and the younger players in this squad?
Yeah, I think the balance is good. You need some experienced players that can share, but it's also about quality. And I think we picked a team with lots of quality, with experience, but also some inexperienced players. But also that we can, if we need to change things in the game, during the game, I think we have opportunities to do so. So I do think we're in a good place.
Thanks, Molly. We'll go to Simon.
Hi, Serena.
Hi.
With Steph, how difficult was it to not let emotion or sentiment come into your thinking in terms of picking her or not picking her?
I think I just answered that question. But you want to hear it another time? I will answer it again. It's hard, but you have to have... Well, first of all, you have respect for each other and you have an open conversation and you have to have an honest conversation. So, yes, of course, it's emotional, but the best thing is to give an honest answer and give the arguments, the football arguments, and have that, bring that across.
And is there any thought or scope for her possibly being involved in a non-playing role in terms of her experience or having her as part of the setup, or is it now...
I don't. I think, yes, she has lots of experience, but I think in this squad we have also other players that can share experiences with the team. So it's just the 23.
Thanks, Simon. We'll go to Susie.
Thanks. Hey, Serena. How close was Steph? You said it was just a case of time. How much more time do you think she needs before she's match fit?
Well, let me answer this question, this last question on Steph, because I also want to talk about the 23. But I think she needs rhythm and you need playing time. And so I don't know the time. It's just what you see. And normally you build up and you have three games to build that up in minutes. But every person is different and every person reacts different on load and comes back. Some players come back real quick, going to take a little more time. So that's hard to compare with each other.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Susie. Go to Catherine.
Hi, Serena. I don't think Jill's played since March. I know she had she dropped out of the last England squad back in April with, I think, an ankle injury. Obviously, she's fit enough to make the 23. How is her fitness and will she be ready for these upcoming games?
She kept on training. So when some players had some time off, she kept on training in rehab. And she's in a good place now. It was some knee trouble, but she's in a good place now. She's training all the time, and she's ready to compete.
Thanks ever so much. Are there any other questions? If Rachel.
Hi, Serena. You spoke since you joined about how important your plan and your routine was all the way up until the Euros because you didn't have a lot of time. How happy are you with how the journey has progressed? And you're only 3 weeks out now. How happy are you with where the team is now?
Yeah, so far we were able to do the things we want to do. So what we're trying to do with the technical staff is to develop our style of play. And like in possession, out of possession, transition moments. And what we wanted to do, we did so far. And so we have still a couple of camps to go and some games to go. And with the evaluation of the games, we'll continue. But we also have some things that we really want to do before we start the 6th of July. So I think, what we want to do, we're in a pretty good place.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll just go across there, please.
There are fairly obvious recent examples with England teams of games that were seen as preparatory games for a tournament, giving a manager a hard time because of poor results. Where do you see, where's your line between results and just getting miles in the legs in the warm-up games before the tournament? Are you interested in the results, or is it purely about what you see on the pitch in terms of build-up play with and without the ball?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Of course, we go into games to win. We want to win every game. But, we have three games. We want to see some things too. And this is the first game in our camp. And before that, most of the players had some time off. So you want to also manage the load a little bit in this first game tomorrow. And then we built more and more to the starting lineup. And the competition is really high in this team. We have some opportunity to change players and then change a little bit in what qualities we bring, special qualities we bring on the pitch. That's what we're finally going to figure out the last games.
Thanks, Daniel. Yes, we'll go to Sophie.
Hi, Serena. Hi. I was just going to ask about your squad and the pressure of playing at home, because you've done it before in the Netherlands, but here maybe only Jill has played in a tournament at home with the Olympics. So how do you assess the squad like mentally going into this as they're preparing for a home tournament?
Yeah, there's pressure. What we do is, first of all, as we said, we have a plan in place on pitch and off pitch, and we just trying to manage all the expectations. And first of all, we have expectations from ourselves. We just want to play the best game we can. And that's what we're working on every day. So our plan needs to be really clear. We need to have trust in our plan and stick with the plan, whatever occurs on our road or comes on the road. And that's what you try to focus on. And the other thing is that, well, we know what our plan is. We share that with the team all the time. We get feedback from the team. So make sure we're on the same page. And those are the conversations we have. And yes, we'll probably have lots of opinions, which is okay, because the more people watch, the more opinions we have, the better it is for the development of the game. But we need to value our own opinions, because we know what plan we have in place.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. We'll take a question from the back. Sorry.
Hi, Serena. A lot of the players have really praised these facilities and, you know, the training the past couple of weeks. How important has that been in sort of your selection and seeing how fit they've been and how well they've trained on the pitches?
Yeah, it's just really nice that we have such great pitches, because then you can do what you want to do. We have all the facilities here, so that helps the preparation. The better the facilities, it might be only 1 or 2% to do the things you want to do. But that can make a difference. So it's really enjoyable. We don't take things for granted. It's all set in place.
And obviously, Jill Scott's been mentioned. It will be her fourth Euros. How important has she been in helping the younger players come through?
Yeah, well, first of all, she performs on the pitch. That's the first thing she needs to do. You need to perform and show. And she brings something in our game. But as a person, she's such a bright person. She always looks relaxed. She makes people smile, and sometimes you have to be serious. When we're on, we have to be focused. But it's so good, also good to relax, and she can help in that too. And she can share all her experience she has. And she's a social, smart human being too. So that brings that in the team too.
Thank you, Serena.
Thank you. We'll move on to a match day minus one section.
And we've been talking about football, but obviously you had a special guest at St George's Park today in Prince William. How was that?
Yeah, that was fun. And that was nice. He was really interested. He knew a lot about us. He has visited the team before. And yeah, it was just very nice to have him and to share some things, what we're doing, why we're doing it, what preparation for the Euros, but we also talked a little bit about the World Cup. So yeah, that was nice.
What did you think of his football skills?
Well, he didn't wear the right shoes.
It was the shoes. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.